to take some time. I know we showed the pictures a little bit already, but we're going to go through the slides again to see Dawn's life in pictures. And to introduce that for us, we're going to invite forward Howard to share some words with us. Howard is Dawn's son.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for coming. Appreciate it. So, like Pastor said, I'm Howard, Dawn's youngest son. And so, going with living with my dad and growing up, we went to a lot of different places, lived a lot of different places. Starting out in, well, California, and then Federal Way, Washington, down in Arizona, over to Hawaii, and finally here in Philomath. And during this time, we did a lot of things, of course, as families do, but so part of them was hiking in the Mount Rainier National Forest. He took us on hikes there. Down in Oregon, down in Arizona, we go into caves and go gold mining, old abandoned gold mines. We did that quite a bit. Never found any gold, but and took us down the Grand Canyon, hiked down that, and about killed us. But made us stronger, I guess. And then over to Hawaii, where we all learned to body surf, and he was out there doing that too, and just always ready to get going on something. Came here to Philomath, where, I don't know, happenstance happened, and we started raising goats, and we jumped into that. And so always kind of something. Share a little memory here. He really liked to make turducken, and if you know, it's a turkey that's been deboned that has a duck in it, and then a hen in it, and three different stuffings, and he really perfected it. Taught several of us how to do it, and it's kind of a funny story now thinking about it. But there was a story of the lost Band-Aid. Some of you guys know. He cut himself chopping vegetables for the stuffing, and he had it on, and by golly, it got lost somewhere. And he told us afterwards. He goes, well, we never did find that Band-Aid, so I don't know who ended up with it, but anyway, it was always nice to share a laugh or share a story with him. And here's some of the pictures that kind of tell that story. Thank you all for people who submitted them.